As spring fills the air, we are reminded of the sprouting plants and the blossoming flowers. This gives us a feeling of joy for all that surrounds us. There's also the feeling of gratefulness and gratitude. And we are reminded of our Hongganji theme, embrace change, action, open communication. This is a time for us to take action as we embrace change. This month of May brings us many opportunities for joy and gratitude. May 1st, May Day, is a day of celebration with colorful flower lays and refreshing joys of our Hawaii. May 14th was Mother's Day, and we gratefully thanked all of the mothers who impacted the lives of their children and families. I thought of my mother, who left us almost 4 years ago, and her influence on our lives and her teachings that help us to embrace this life and to accept change. Tomorrow, May 21, is Gotange, and we remember the birthday of our founder, Shinran Shonin, and his commitment to share the Nembutsu with all. The Dharma that has been imparted to us through his writings are still relevant as the day they were written. Shinran Shonin embraced change, and he took action. He lived with conviction on his belief and made sure that the practice he shared were his true belief. Through the years, personal change is inevitable. As I age, I am experiencing more physical changes and health issues. My recent hospitalization made me realize the reality of human frailty and the reality of physical change, namely aging. And suddenly, this reality of impermanence of life has become real for me. Now, when I open my eyes in the morning, I say, Namo Amida Butsu, and I'm truly grateful to face another day. Each day becomes a treasured happening. Whether good or bad, it doesn't matter. Whether the sun is shining or the rains are falling, it doesn't matter. What matters is the beauty of each day, each moment, and each encounter, ichiyo ichie. This one encounter becomes a precious encounter. In the book Everyday Suchness, Reverend Gyome Kubose writes, life is indeed full of sufferings and full of complaints until we begin to see the truth about life with our spiritual eye. If we have a philosophy view and religious awakening, we're able to transcend petty things and find that life is fun. In viewing our life objectively, we're able to rise above our mistakes and smallness of ourselves, and thus be able to laugh at our own anger, greediness, and idle complaints. In our religious awakening, we should be big enough to accept all troubles with courage and a smile. End of quote. If we look at what is suffering to us with our religious eyes and see the humor and joy of what really is, our life will be fulfilled and full of fun. When I watch a six-month-old baby laugh, it makes me laugh too, because her laughter is contagious. It is a laughter of joy, and it is so carefree. I wish that I could keep laughing like that at any age. Reverend Marvin Harada writes about a young student of Reverend Gyome Kubose, who spent a few months with Reverend Kubose on a daily basis, following where he went, doing whatever he was doing that day. Some days they studied Buddhism. Some days they worked in the office. Some days they planted flowers or worked in the yard. Reverend Kubose manifested Buddhism in everyday life. Buddhism was not abstract or conceptual. Buddhism was alive and vibrant. It flowed from the life of the teacher. End of quote. He worked tirelessly with an endless source of energy. Through this experience, the sutra came alive for the student. The student wrote a gatha as a gift of appreciation to his teacher. Revering the virtue of my teacher, I only thought of becoming like him. I admired his free and joyful life and vowed to be that type of person. But he taught that I must not become like him, but must seek my own true self. To become my teacher was not the point, but to become my own true me was the essence. Now I have established my own gun that comes from deep within, to become one with the universal life that touches the whole world, and to share the true life and the teachings of my teacher with sentient beings everywhere. Reverend Harada writes in his book, Discovering Buddhism in Everyday Life, true and real Nembutsu is a Nembutsu that is recited without any expectation of something in return, but instead is an expression of truth, a truth that transcends life and death. For a person who has met true and real Nembutsu, even death itself can be met with courage and acceptance, because one has met a truth that goes beyond one's own individual life. Shinran encourages us to find the true and real Nembutsu in our own life. His teachings and writings are an expression of someone who has met something true and lasting, a truth that withstands the sands of time and the change of culture. Those who meet such truth will be able to live a life hindered by nothing, not cancer, nor the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one. Nothing in life can ultimately hurt one who has touched on true life, true Nembutsu. End of quote. Reverend Joshin Kamuro shares a story when he lived in Dusseldorf, Germany from 2001 to 2006. During that time, he received a call from a terminally ill cancer patient who asked him to come to his house. He was an elderly Japanese man married to a German woman who had lived in Germany for 40 years. When Reverend Kamuro went to the house, the patient asked him many questions. What is Buddhism? Is there the river of three courses of affliction? Can I say I am a Buddhist? Reverend Kamuro shared, if we truly accept saying the name with Shinjin, then our birth in the Pure Land is absolutely assured. This teaching is Shin Buddhism. The place where we will meet together is called the Pure Land, Jodo. A week later, the patient passed on peacefully. Reverend Kamuro writes that Shinran wrote in the Koso Wasan, quote, the ocean of birth and death, of painful existence, has no bound. Only by the ship of Amida's universal vow can we, who have long been drowning, unfailingly be brought across it. End of quote. This ship metaphor tells us that the ship brings us to the other shore where we are free from anxiety, that only the power of Amida's vow can bring us from this bank of the river between life and death to the realm of enlightenment without exception. Therefore, we just need to entrust without doubt in the power of Amida's vow and gratefully accept saying Amida's name, Namo Amida Butsu. Understanding this, I believe, helps us to accept change and take action through sharing and communicating. As difficult as situations may be when we want things my way, Shinran has taught us through the Dharma that we need to flow with life and find the true and real Nembutsu. It is then that the action we take will have meaning and impact. Let us all live our life fully, appreciating each day, knowing that the teachings of Shinran Shonin helps us in every way. And may we all put our hands together in Gassho and remember our founder, Shinran Shonin, on Kotange, May 21, which commemorates his birthday. This month of May brings us the joy of the Dharma. May we embrace change, and may our action and trust in Amida's vow, and gratefully we repeat, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.